Actually, I have a question. Bloody, how do you say your actual name?
Why?
I'm just curious how it's pronounced.
You're not supposed to ask him that.
It's Rory.
The DK and Cottage Show.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the DK and Comet Show. I'm DK.
And I'm Comet.
And we've got a great show in store for you today. We have a couple of special guests with us. First, we have our usual M. Gay.
Hello.
And we also have, joining us today, our good friend Fowl.
Hello.
And we also have Blood E with us today.
Hi.
So, what we're going to do today is just go over what's been going on in the contest so far. We just finished up the first division, and then after that we're going to go over the next division, which is the third rock from the sun. Alright, so the first match that we had in the Ace in the Hole division was Perfect Ace versus Dale. And I think coming into this match, there wasn't really any doubt as to who was going to win. Ace is the pretty heavy favorite here, and he won fairly convincingly, 45-15. He dominated the GoldenEye vote, 30-4. And the only place where Dale really held any clout at all was in chat, where she still lost 25-13. So I'm not sure if this will be maybe a good indication of how strong Ace can possibly be this year. I think we may have to wait until round two to see just how strong he is, but what do you guys think of this match?
I think you're definitely right, is that Ace definitely put on a good performance. I mean, everyone expected him to beat Dale, but it was pretty convincing. Although, really, the thing that surprised me most about this match is how easily Ace actually took the chat room.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that as well. Although I'm not surprised by the actual amount of votes he won by. Because although Dale's around, well, I've spoke to Dale a lot more than I have Ace, but it's not surprising at all.
Alright, so the next match in the division was Adam Bozen versus M-Gay, and considering these were two middle seeds going at it here, the result was somewhat surprising, with M-Gay just winning in an absolute blowout.
M-Gay, he used to be a force in the contest and kind of disappeared for a while, and then he came back. And I'm sure everyone still remembers him. He's a good guy to talk to. But at the same time, Bozon doesn't really have much going for him. Like you said, GoldenEye was really all he has, and he didn't even do too impressively there.
Yeah, I mean, I'll be honest, I don't even know who Adam Bozon is. So to be honest, if people like me who have been around probably since 2001, all we know is M-Gay. We don't know Bozon. I think that's why he's lost a lot of votes.
What surprises me about this is that I won both GoldenEye and the New School, because like you said, I haven't been around for a while, so the New School people might not know who I am. And I haven't played GoldenEye. Well, I've gotten one PR since 2006, so Adam's obviously more active there.
Yeah, and it looks like even you won the New School even more convincingly than you did the old and the middle school. And Bozon even got two ancient votes as well.
Funny thing about this match is that it was really over before it started, because MG actually managed to take the first 14 votes of the match, and then Bozon only got 13 the entire time.
So
thank you, chat voters.
Yeah, I mean, that looks like it's going to be a running theme in this contest, is the chat vote. I mean, you look in a match with 57 votes, chat made up 37 of those votes. So if you can dominate chat in this contest, then you're going to do well. And it looks like MGA has the potential to do that. And this sets up what could be a very interesting match between MGA and Ace in the second round. So we'll be on the lookout for that one.
And that's another theme that I mentioned even in the first episode of the show, is the GoldenEye versus chat voters, because those are our two biggest voting blocks. And while chat is a bit bigger, you know, it's you know, those are two blocks that can really make a difference in any matchup.
All right, so moving on to the next match, which was Adam Matus versus Ryan Lockwood. Coming in, I think when we discussed this in the first episode, we thought that this could possibly be a close match because Matus and Lockwood are two very similar guys. They've both been to Virginia. They're both GoldenEye players. Matus has been around for a little bit longer, but Lockwood has been gaining popularity somewhat recently, especially with his participation in the recent Virginia meet. So I think some of us were thinking this match was going to be close, but at the same time, the same fan base factor could lead to a blowout in one direction or the other. And that's exactly what happened. Matus, in yet another blowout, just dominated 52-11. I mean, this was sort of an interesting result because I thought this was going to be a little bit closer, but it just looks like the same fan base factor just totally did Lockwood in here.
Yeah, I kind of agree with that as well, but I'm quite surprised how many votes he did get, because like, if you just remember back to last year, he lost to me, which I don't feel I've been around that much, to be honest. I didn't expect him to get a massive amount of votes, but obviously I think, like you already said, the same fan base had to come into this.
I was really surprised by the result of this, and even though I did mention in my post in the results topic that there was the potential for a blowout in this match, I didn't expect it to be this much of a discrepancy. I mean, you know, same fan base factor is a big deal, but if you look at Lockwood, his matchup against Wall last year, Matus actually outperformed Wall in this match, and as you said, Lockwood has gained popularity since then. So I was highly surprised.
And the last match in the Ace in the Hole division for this first round was another interesting one. It was Shadow Zero, Jim Suterlin, versus Nathan Stinson. In the last show, we talked about the possibility of whether Nate could pull the upset against Shadow Zero. Shadow Zero obviously has the European chat backing, and the results of this match were very, very close, with Shadow Zero squeaking by just two votes, 27-25. And as expected, he dominated Europe 13-2, but chat was a lot closer, 20-15. I think that's why this match was so close, is that Nathan was able to steal so many chat votes away from Shadow Zero.
Yeah, well, looking at this matchup, I think it's definitely right around where we expected it to be. I mean, Nate easily took North America, and Shadow Zero easily took Europe, and the chat was fairly split. But as we said, that this match may very well come down to how many Mario Kart voters show up in this match. And the interesting part was that there was three Mario Kart voters in this match, and Shadow Zero actually took two of them. And that doesn't sound like a big deal, but if you look, take in perspective that if one of those had voted for Nate, that's a tie game.
I think something to consider in this match is the potential overlap between the chat vote and the Virginia vote. I mean, there were quite a few active chatters at the Virginia meet, so yes, in the end, there was just more chat support for Shadow Zero than there was for Nate.
Yeah, to be fair, though, he lives in the chat room, he never leaves.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was quite a close match, so like I say, it was expected.
And just looking at the stats down to finer details, Shadow Zero actually took the European chat vote 10-1. So the European chatters pretty much exclusively backed Shadow Zero in this match.
No surprise there.
Yeah, and I think it'll be interesting looking on to the next round, especially considering Matus's dominant performance over Lockwood. It may end up being being Madis, who will be the favorite in the second round, just because Shadow Zero wasn't able to win all that convincingly here. I mean, I think Shadow Zero's gonna have to pull some votes from other blocks. He may have to steal some GoldenEye votes. It'll be interesting to see if he can do that.
Well, to be fair, no one expected me to do it last year, but then again, Matus is obviously a lot more powerful, much more powerful contestant this year.
Now, if we take a look ahead at the upcoming division, which we have our first match starting today, Division 3rd Rock from the Sun. Today's matchup, we have Tyler versus Your Eliteness.
If you look back at YE's recent contest history, he had that really incredible run in 2008, where I think everyone can agree he did quite better than people were expecting, but then he sort of fell off in 2009 when he lost to Eddie Lovins in the first round. On the other hand, Theridel has just skyrocketed in popularity from last year to this year, and a lot of that being due to him being the proof moderator and doing all kinds of other things in the community, helping out Endgamer with all sorts of projects, and just in general being a behind-the-scenes guy, being really active in chat. So I don't see this match being very close. I don't see how YE could have possibly gained any popularity from last year to this year, and he seemed to be falling off a little bit. So I don't think this match is really in question, and I think the result could actually be pretty ugly for YE.
I disagree, because don't you think Eurolinus would get like the majority of the old school? So it really depends on how much they turn out to vote, you know?
Yeah, I agree with Blood there as well, because the old school can be quite powerful where it wants to be, and it could come back to help YE. But obviously, I don't think he'll win, but I do reckon YE will still get plenty of votes.
Well, people still definitely like YE, and he's one of the legends around here. And as you guys said, the old school vote is a big factor. But at the same time, with the new contest format, they really don't show up to vote anymore.
And don't forget the Australian vote.
The all-important.
There, yes.
If we look at the next matchup, very interesting one. We have the current Perfect Dark champion, Taka, going up against Sean Johnson, who is a fan of the rings. I think Fanny, if you've ever been on the boards, you know who he is. It's pretty much all he does is post.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, he's definitely not shy about posting, that's for sure.
Yeah, I think Taka will quite easily take this one. I do realise that Final Rings will be quite popular, but I'd expect Taka to beat him quite comfortably.
Yeah, I think it really depends on how many GoldenEye votes that Van can muster up here. I mean, that's mainly where he posts in the GoldenEye boards, and I guess he does play the game a little bit, and he's gotten a couple of decent times. So I think, I mean, especially going back to the two big voting blocks, chat and GoldenEye, if he can take down a lot of votes in GoldenEye, he has a chance to win this match. And when you consider that, I don't think Taka has ever been a strong force in the contest at all, despite, you know, being a great Perfect Dark player and being the current champion. He's never really been a force in the contest, and he didn't even make the field last year. And he comes in this year as a middle seed. I'm not really sure if he's going to be all that strong. So I think there's a potential for an upset here if, you know, a fan can just get enough GoldenEye votes.
Taka is the current Perfect Dark champion, but that's really all he has going for him. A fan is an active poster, as you said. He's always posting on the boards. He's showed up in chat a few times every now and then. And he's probably got the GoldenEye vote, even though Taka is a decent GoldenEye player as well. But a fan just seems to be more lively on the boards. I guess. So I think that he'll take this match, but I think it'll still be a close one.
Yeah, he does post a lot, but there's possibility of getting some anti-votes, because some of the posts he does make are a bunch of crap, to be fair.
Yeah, I agree with that, is that he does, most of his posts are more of spam posts, and it's really going to come down to how people react to that sort of thing. I mean, and at the same time, you know, people might more or less joke vote for him as well because of his nature.
Yeah, I mean, I think he's cleaned up his posting behavior significantly over the past year, although due to the massive volume of posts that he makes, a lot of them can be seen as just sort of spam posts. But I think, in general, his board behavior is better than it was last year, so I think he's a little bit less likely to get anti-votes, but he still may get some.
Looking at the next matchup in this division, we have Ilari going up against Disco. And as much of a legend as Disco is, I don't see this match being close at all. But the performance Ilu put up in last year's contest, I think he takes this matchup easily.
Yeah, it could be a whitewash, to be fair.
Yeah, I agree. Randy was up against Henning, I think, in the first round last year and lost. And Henning's obviously very similar to Ilu in terms of being European GoldenEye player. So they're going to draw from a lot of the same blocks. And Ilu, if his contest strength continues from last year to this year, yeah, this one really shouldn't be close at all.
Well, it seems that Ilu has dropped a bit in popularity, considering that he was the runner-up for the entire contest last year, and this year he's a 3-seed. But I still don't think Randy is going to be able to overtake him. He just hasn't been active enough lately, and Ilu's been pretty active lately, and he's a solid all-around gamer, so I think Ilu will very easily win this one.
I don't think it really matters if Ilu's drops in popularity, since, you know, any voters who think, oh, I don't care much about Ilu, aren't going to suddenly say, no, I'm going to vote for Disco, because Disco's not been around for years, so I think it's definitely going to be a blowout.
And if we look at the final matchup in this division, we have Eddie Lovins going against Fal. Looking at this match, though, Eddie's definitely been very popular over the past few years, but Fal can never be counted out because, as we mentioned in the last episode, he probably holds the most upsets in this within the history of this contest.
Yeah, but I'll be honest, I've been quite surprised with the amount of wins I've actually had. I'm always looking to get past the first round, but like I say, I think my popularity has sort of gone downhill since I think I got to Elite 8 about 4 years ago, and it's kind of, my popularity's kind of gone down the pan now, so like I say, I expect it to be like something like 50-10 or something like that if I'm lucky, kind of like the Shep match I had last year.
Yeah, I'm not sure if it'll be like that. I mean, especially when you consider that Lovins, although he's popular on the boards, he pretty much never comes into the chat room. And I think if you can hold, you know, a solid amount of chat votes, as well as you'll probably get most of the European backing as well, you should keep it definitely closer than that, and it could potentially be a closer match than people might think. So it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Yeah, to be honest, I was quite surprised I actually got any nominations to get in the contest, because, like I say, I haven't been really around much, to be fair.
Yeah, again, this matchup is, Eddie's going to get the GoldenEye support, and that's a big deal, but at the same time, like DK said, there's he's not a big chatter, and that's really what Fal's known for. And, you know, Fal's definitely going to get the European chat support, and if he can get enough North American chat support as well, then, you know, this should be a close match, if not maybe even an upset.
Yeah, to be honest, I was useless at GoldenEye and Perfect Dark, so I was never going to win. I don't think I'm at the top 100 of any of them, to be honest.
I also think that while we have our good friend Bloody here, why don't we get your take on your matchup? I know it's I think it's over a week away, but you're up against another popular chatter, at Dirk, so what do you think about that one?
I think he's the best person I could have been against, but besides Alec Boy, I guess. But I don't know, I've got reservations about my possibilities to win, because the only votes I'll really get are anti-votes for Dirk and, you know, any amount of chat backing. But since he's higher seeded than me, I sort of think maybe he got more nominations from me. No, not from me, but, you know, from chat. And then that would mean the more chat voters probably vote for him, and so if it takes, I'll probably lose. Whatever.
Well, to be fair, I think any votes that anyone gets in this match will be anti-vote.
Yeah, and you might have the advantage, Bloody, because, Dirk posts on the boards, and if it's all anti-votes, then, you know, more people know who he is.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I reckon it'll definitely be close. I mean, it's probably the first time I've ever said that for a Bloody match, but yeah, there you go. But yeah, I don't count yourself out, Bloody. I never expected to win. What happened to me, I won quite a few, but so I reckon you could beat him.
So, everyone out there who's voting, keep it up. It's great to see the vote totals up significantly from last year. And if you're not voting, then make sure you do start voting. And I know this is probably preaching to the choir, since if you're listening to the show, you're most likely voting. But if you aren't voting, just make sure you contact Endgamer as soon as possible to get your voter page set up so that you can start voting. But good job so far, guys, in voting this year.
Well, that's about all the time we have for the show this week. Special thanks to all our guests who are on this week. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
And thanks from everyone here at the show. I'm Comet.
I'm DK.
And you have yourselves a nice day.